Welcome to Navigate the Day, a podcast where I share my personal journey of Stoic journaling. For 365 days, I will be exploring the teachings of Stoicism and how they can be applied to my daily life. This podcast is for anyone looking to find peace, happiness, and fulfillment in their lives. Join me on this journey as I navigate the ups and downs of life and strive to live with purpose and wisdom. Hello, friend, and welcome to Navigate the Day. It is May 25th, 2023. We're in the month of right action, which falls under the discipline of action. Today's episode 145, Where to Find Joy. With that, I'll jump into our quote for today. Joy for human beings lies in proper human work, and proper human work consists in acts of kindness to other human beings. Disdain for the stirrings of the senses, identifying trustworthy impressions, and contemplating the natural order, and all that happens in keeping with it. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations, 8.26. In this passage, Marcus Aurelius suggests that joy for human beings lies in engaging in proper human work, which involves acts of kindness, self-control, discernment, and contemplation of the natural order. By aligning our actions and attitudes with these principles, we can find greater joy and fulfillment in our lives. So that leads us to today's journal prompt. What kind or selfless things will bring me joy? Selflessness is a tricky topic for me at the moment, mainly due to my need to do more for myself. At the least, I need to do a better job of taking care of myself. My therapist has been trying to show me that I am the only person that will be spending my life with me, so I need to be kind to myself. I'm conflicted as to whether I will take this too far and will stop attempting to be better toward others. Although I suppose being kind to myself is important as well as being kind to other people. I have a habit of beating myself up when something does go wrong. Regardless, I don't exactly feel joy when I'm doing something for myself if it is at the cost of someone else's happiness. Discerning what I believe and what I think I should believe is something I struggle with constantly. I think this is because I don't understand the source of some of my opinions, which makes them unclear. Internally, I think many people struggle with what is good or bad, and I'm not alone in this issue. I'm not sure if this is comforting for me. Helping others can feel good to me, but it's hard for me to do so when I haven't been able to help myself. This is one of the harder prompts I've had to face. This whole discipline of action is tough for me. I feel really limited on what actions I can take right now. Sitting in my own head too long every day is probably not helping me. I should be doing more instead of acting like ignoring my problems will make them go away. I suppose the idea of what is kind or selfless is up to the individual. And there are some things recently that I feel are kind, which do bring me joy. For example, I've released around 5 honeybees from my home recently. No mow May is where you leave your grass tall for pollinators within the community. I've been participating in this, and it is likely why honeybees have been making their way inside my home. Both of these actions aren't being done for attention or praise, just simply because they make me feel good and they're nice things to do. And if I expand on this notion of nomo me, it's also a selfless act toward my fellow human beings, as we need pollinators to continue to survive. When it comes to people closer to me, I can do more practical things that are selfless and help them, while also bringing me joy. Recently, I have had extra time with my absence from work, and with this time, I have been doing more chores around the apartment, which is taking more of the load off of my girlfriend. No doubt this is beneficial for her, as she can focus more on her energy, on matters that are more interesting or helpful in her eyes. Giving her the opportunity to speak openly and feel like her opinion is validated is another way in which I can be kind to her. Some selfless actions such as these also bring benefits into my life. Understanding her views and how much she does for me allows me the chance to do more impactful things for her in the future. It also empowers me to continue doing good things and to remain calm and composed. This way, she is able to have someone that she can trust and lean on when she becomes overwhelmed. Navigating each day in a well-balanced fashion is difficult, and it's an intense and long learning practice that all of us are striving toward, each with our own unique filters, biases, and experiences. Acknowledging and accepting and respecting this is a way in which we can be kinder to each other. So the unselfish decision is to be patient with others, since they are probably doing their best to figure themselves out, just like me. Maintaining a clear head for myself would be the best for everyone, as I will be less likely to be impulsive or react without thinking of other parties' feelings. There are plenty of ways for me to work on being less selfish and more kind. Sitting here thinking about it won't do anything, though. I have to take action on these thoughts in order for them to come to life around me. So on that note, I'm going to wrap things up for today. I'm eager to learn more about myself and develop new and unused skills. I also need to remember to be patient, as progress takes time. I enjoy journaling, as it helps me to reflect daily, and I suggest that everyone try it out, for a short while at least. I feel good about getting these thoughts out, even when it's difficult or feels unhelpful. So thank you for taking the time to listen to me ramble. Stay safe, and until next time, I wish you the best, and know you can handle the worst. Peace and love, friend.